Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have a first guest, don't we?
We do. We have the lovely Carly Wire. Is it Wire?
Wyanock.
Wyanock, I beg your pardon. Carly Wyanock in the studio.
You live in freshwater. Good afternoon, Carly, by the way.
Hello, good afternoon.
You live in freshwater.
I do.
And your children go to All Saints School.
They do. I have two little girls there.
And that's what you're coming to talk to us about.
It is, yeah.
Now, from what we've heard, and I'll say I have no axe to grind here because I've got all my children in their middle age, and they don't live on the island, which is also very handy. So we have no children at any of the schools on the island, but it's a school they want to close, is that correct?
It is, yes.
Now, why do they want to close it?
Okay, so the council is saying that due to falling pupil numbers and poor Ofsted results, that and that's falling pupil numbers across the whole of West Wight, that they've chosen that All Saints is the worst performing school, so they say, and have chosen us to close. So the proposal is that they close our school and they move us to a neighbouring school 2 miles away. And all those children get moved, and that the school site closes from, and that'll be from September this year.
That's quite soon, then.
It is
incredibly soon.
Doesn't give you much notice to sort things out, really.
Not at all. And one of the things that's quite worrying. I mean, the children are already really anxious about it, as they would be. But also, as it's gone to consultation at the moment, we're currently in a consultation period. By the time the statutory consultation's finished as well, potentially it's going to be July before anything's sort of confirmed. So they're literally going to be telling us 3 weeks before the end of term that school's closed.
Well, it's not really fair.
Now, that sounds a bit rapid, if I can put it that way.
Yeah, it has been a very rapid decision. And there were concerns that the reason or how we found out about it was that one of the councillors actually leaked it in the county press that it was going to happen, and made some statements around his opinions. And that's how parents and teachers actually found out that this was proposed.
Oh, so do you agree with their analysis that it is a failing, in inverted commas, failing school?
In the reports that they've done, they've misquoted the Ofsted, which we have taken that to steering, but they've misquoted the Ofsted. They haven't looked at recent performance figures where, as an improving school, All Saints Primary School out of the whole island came 9th out of 44 primary schools and actually 2nd out of 5 primary schools for West Wight. And academically, we're on a par with the West Wight schools. We're, like all island schools, we're slightly below national average. And also as parents, we're saying we don't feel it's a failing school. Our children are actually thriving there. They're healthy. They're happy. You know, there's good mental health. We don't have issues with bullying. You know, it's a really nice, happy place to be. Mm. So as far as we see, no, it's not a failing school. And actually we have figures that show that it isn't a failing school as well.
But you can't argue with the numbers though, can you? Not the Ofsted results, but the physical numbers of students or children that are going to that school has dropped dramatically.
It has, absolutely. And, you know, for us, it doesn't need closure, it needs investment. But we do understand that it's a West Wight issue and that there are falling pupil numbers within West Wight. What we're saying is that the council should have looked wider, that what they've done is looked at Ofsted, and this has come from Hampshire. So Hampshire have obviously looked at the falling numbers, that the fact that the school from an Ofsted point of view has required improvement. And what they've done is gone, right, well, there's a school right by that, the neighbouring Catholic school. Therefore we'll shut that one. And then that reduces the excess pupil places.
Yeah. Okay, I see that, but doesn't that give some people possibly a problem if they don't agree with their children being brought up in a Catholic school? I've got nothing against Catholics, don't get me wrong, but other people may not wish that for their children.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is one of the concerns of the parents, is that, you know, we have chosen the All Saints for our own, everyone's got different reasons. We haven't chosen.
It suits your children.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we've chosen not to put them into St. Saviour's. And, you know, St. Saviour's is a good school. You know, it's got very good Ofsted. You know, the children there, they're all thriving. It's not about that we think that we're being given a raw deal.
No.
Apart from the fact that we feel that we're having our choices taken away from us.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I mean, if you look at even the sites, we're in a 5-acre site. St Saviour's are on a 2.5 acre site, and their proposal is that from September, our children are going to be educated in 2 porter cabins. So it's going to take more of their outside space at St Saviour's, which is already limited. So the whole proposal to me, it's just, it's not logical. I think that, you know, there are more logical options.
So what about travelling to and from?
So last year on our active travel week, so it's active travel week this year, isn't it?
Yes, because there was a thing on the TV last night about encouraging children to walk to school as best they can.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, All Saints, every week is an active travel week. We're very proud of that. I think last year, 92% was the number of children that travel to and from school via foot, bike or scooter. So we'll have some more up-to-date statistics next week for that.
Yeah.
But for a lot of parents, what will happen is that because of the route to school from where the majority of us live up to the neighbouring school is not safe. There's a lot of it that doesn't have pavement. Okay, at this time of year when it's sunshine, but I mean, even this time last year we had snow, the roads aren't safe. What it would mean is that those of us that do have cars are going to be forced to drive. So best guess, that's maybe an extra 40 cars on the road in a morning and an afternoon at school drop off and pick up times.
Worth considering
that. Good, is it?
The question I come to mind is, has St Saviour's had any input to this? Are they happy with it, or do they feel they're having this foisted upon them?
I can't comment, to be honest with you. I feel that we've been very vocal as a community in Freshwater around, we feel very strongly that we need to have a school in Freshwater. It's the largest village on the Isle of Wight, and until recently was the largest village in the UK. So to take away a school from that site, what we're asking is that actually the consultation should have been done West Wight wide, that there are other options, that it shouldn't just be focused on All Saints. I think that obviously the St Saviour's parents, and from what I understand, the governing body are happy to embrace having more children in there. Yeah. But as a parent of All Saints, my kind of plea to them is, you know, have a think about possibly, and it might not, but, you know, for me, if I was a parent there, I'd be thinking about the impact it was going to have on the traffic around the school site every day. The fact that you're going to have 80 children into a smaller site already, you know, you're increasing class sizes, you know, just the general sort of busyness and the impact that it's going to have on their children. And I mean, you know, perhaps that they feel that it is okay, but, you know, I mean, it's, you know, you'd have to speak to a St Saviour's parent.
Okay, you would. I mean, I know that the location of that school very well indeed, and the roads around there aren't great, I have to say. Okay, so what can people do if they can do anything at all?
Okay, so we're in a public consultation at the moment. So what that means is by the 15th of April that everybody needs to have responded to what their views are on the proposal. So the proposal being to close All Saints and move the children from there to St Saviour's. That's their preferred option. Now, my understanding is that already through the consultation process, the council have received numerous people opposing it, but also suggesting other alternative proposals that weren't on the original consultation. So what we're asking people to do is, you know, have a think, have an idea, you know, think outside the box. Perhaps you'll come up with something that would, you know, help to keep a school where it is in Freshwater and, you know, try and attract more pupils. I mean, you know, any ideas are welcome. So you have to go online to respond to the consultation. If you Google Freshwater School Consultation, Isle of Wight Council, it will bring up the page.
Okay, that's fine. It makes sense. And is there anybody to contact in your organisation if they wish to help, to assist?
Yeah, so we're on social media. We're on Facebook. We have a dedicated Freshwater Save Our School Facebook page, which, again, if you're on Facebook, you can search for that. And on there, we keep everyone up to date with the latest campaign stuff and direction. The next meeting that we have, there's a public meeting at St Saviour's School on Monday evening, and that's for the parents to be able to go and give their views to Hampshire.
Is that from St Saviour's and from All Saints?
So All Saints have already had theirs. We had ours about 2 weeks ago, but anybody can attend attend them. They're public consultations.
All right.
And on Wednesday, and I will be confirming the time on the Facebook page as soon as we have it, but on Wednesday of next week, we're offering an opportunity for anybody who wants to respond to the consultation but doesn't know how to come to a meeting and to have some support to kind of understand the process, because the process hasn't always been brilliantly clear. So we want to support as many people as possible to be able to respond.
Well done, you.
Excellent. So the best place to go there to find out more is Facebook, Freshwater Save Our School. Just search for that. I've just done that whilst you were talking, and it's appeared a lovely picture of the school, the older part of the school building anyway, because there is a newer part of it as well, from what I remember. I haven't been there very often, I have to say. But if you want to help out with that or have any views, then please contact them. I'm sure that they'd all be well received.
I'm sure they
would. And then you can just Google, or I imagine there's also a link somewhere in the Facebook page to the consultation itself.
We will be putting that on again soon. I mean, there is lots of things on there. It's been going for a few weeks now. We have got a YouTube site as well. So for anybody that's listening that doesn't perhaps know the geography of West White, we've done a lovely YouTube video of the school grounds, which is about 9 minutes long, which shows you a massive sports field, the forest school area we've got. We've got a secret garden, we've got so much outdoor space, and this morning actually we've just recorded and uploaded our route to walk, should it be that we're moved up to St Saviour's.
Okay, that's excellent stuff. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. Great interview.
And we will wish you all the best. I'm not going to get on one side or the other, but as a freshwater resident, I like to see the children in freshwater being well educated and happy and healthy. But I like that for everywhere, but I do live in freshwater. But let's hope things work out for you. And say, Freshwater Save Our School on Facebook probably give you everything you need, and all the latest information will be posted there.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for coming in.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, your station, your community.